Chapter 6. Getting serious about a world transformed. Real solutions in the real world. American musician Michael W. Smith once stated that transformation in the world happens when people are healed and start investing in other people. On October 5, 2007, one of the great visionaries of our time, Stanislav Grof, gave his acceptance speech for the prestigious Vision 97 Award. Each year, the foundation established by the former First Lady and President of the Czech Republic presents this award to recognize what are thought of as groundbreaking prototypes with the potential to bring meaningful change to the future. The magnitude of Grof's pioneering work in social transformation was summed up in the closing sentences of his speech. In essence, he stated that one of the most remarkable consequences of transpersonal experience is the emergence and development of genuine humanitarian and ecological interests and the need to take part in activities aimed at peaceful coexistence and well-being of humanity. Grof described why such a fundamental shift in the way we think of ourselves is so vital by saying, quote, "It seems obvious that transformation of this kind could significantly increase our chances of survival if it could occur on a sufficiently large level," end of quote. The kind of shift that Grof is talking about is precisely where the journey described at the beginning of this book is leading us. It's the convergence point where the crisis in thinking, the extremes of the world, and the principles of resilience all come together as one big turning point on a global scale. This is the sign of a world transformed. The possibilities of such a world could take us in any number of directions. For the purposes of this book, I've chosen to approach this topic in a way that takes into account both the shift that's possible on a global level, as well as the things we can do personally to create positive transformation in our everyday lives. For ease of reading, I've divided this chapter into two sections. Section 1, Transformation in the Real World, identifies three scenarios of transformation that are possible, which one I believe is the most probable for us today, and the most likely ways in which we'll see the transformation show up in our lives in the short term as well as the long term. Section 2, Visions of Our Future, explores two very different sets of perspectives on leading transformed lives in the transformed world. One perspective comes from a grassroots level, and the second comes from insights of academic scholars and think tanks contributing to the visionary blueprints of our future. Whether we're talking about the future of next week or that of the next generation, the key is that whatever becomes of our world and our lives, the transformation begins with us. Section 1, Transformation in the Real World. As we've seen in the previous chapters, there appear to be as many variations of what the world of our future can look like as there are people working to make it happen. Barring any unforeseen or black swan kind of events that could change everything we think we know about our future, a groundswell of innovative trends today is paving the way for a world transformed. So while we're definitely on the road of change, the big question is, how will it come about? Three scenarios of transformation. When it comes to transformation, both personal and global, there are three basic scenarios that appear to be within the realm of possibilities. For our purposes, let's give them names that best identify the circumstances. The first possibility we'll call a catastrophic transformation. The second, a planned reset. And the third, an evolutionary transformation. While there are various combinations of these scenarios, the idea is that one is unplanned and happens abruptly, one is planned and still happens abruptly, and the last is also planned, but happens gradually over a period of time. In the following subsections, I'll expand briefly on each scenario.